The content of this podcast should not be considered financial or investment advice. All interviews and discussions are opinions only, and the podcast has been created without taking into consideration the listener's financial objectives, financial situation, or needs. Listeners should obtain independent advice before making any financial decisions. G'day, this is Barry Fitzgerald, Garen Perro columnist for StockEd. Welcome to another edition of the Explorers podcast. We've got an interesting one here today. It's a new company coming to the ASX. It's called Octava Minerals. We'll have a prospective ASX code of OCT. It's seeking to raise up to $6 million at 20 cents to fund exploration at a number of projects in Western Australia covering lithium, PGMs, nickel and gold. The flagship is the Talga project in the East Pilbara, where lithium and gold, as we all know, is coming into its own in that part of the world, particularly lithium, I guess, and interesting gold discoveries in that part of the world as well. So with that, I'll introduce the CEO or Managing Director of Octava, is Bevan Wakelam. G'day, Bevan. How are you, mate?
Hi, Barry. Nice to be here. Thanks very much.
Right. Now, Bevan, given it's a new company, it'd be great if we could start out, I guess, with a bit of a background on yourself and a bit of a background on the formation of the company.
Yeah, sure. Myself, I'm a former geologist. I've worked in the industry for over 25 years. Worked as a geologist across several commodities in both exploration and mine operations. And then I moved into commodity sales and marketing.
Right.
I spent over 10 years at Rio Tinto, and I was part of the startup team at Roy Hill back in the day. So I've got a pretty good technical and commercial sort of corporate background. And I got involved in Octava through Damon O'Mara, who's one of our non-executive director. Yep. And Damon, I guess, and another gentleman, Mr. Brian Frost, I guess, was the beginning of the company, where a number of projects were sort of vended in to Octava, and they asked me to come in and get involved and move the company forward. So Damon and our consulting geologist have vended in some of the ground in the project, so they've obviously got a vested interest, some skin in the game. And so that's sort of how we came about towards the end of last year.
Okay. So some well-known names there, the Mira family, of course, and Frosty. I noticed you call yourself a former geologist there. What's this former geologist? I thought once a geologist, always
a geologist. Once a geo, always a geo. Well, that's true. I've sort of almost gone a full circle, Barry, yeah. Yeah, no, it's great to be back, especially in WA. It's a great place to be doing exploration, and it's a good location to operate.
And I take it the electrodes from your 10 years at Rio Tinto have been removed, so you're a free man now, free agent?
That's right, yep. I've escaped the shackles, yes.
We can laugh about that, but I guess one thing the big boys like Rio and BHP do is they do teach people about process, proper process, and managing all those soft issues that have become so important nowadays.
Yeah, no, that's very true, Barry. There is an important side of it to get exposure to that. Mm-hmm. It's great.
Now, I believe all companies become their name, but I'm a bit intrigued with the name of this one. What's the derivation of Octava?
Octava is basically Latin for the number eight, which
there you go.
It's a lucky number in some cultures.
Yeah, some Chinese culture particularly.
Okay. Yes, yeah. So that's where it came from.
Right. Okay. Now, Talga, East Pilbara. Gold, lithium, or lithium gold seems to be the flagship project. Tell us a bit about that one.
Yeah, that's the key project, and we'll be focusing on the lithium and the gold there. Previous exploration identified pegmatite at the Pinnacle Well lithium prospect at Talga, where some rock chip samples returned anomalous lithium, you know, including 0.22% lithium oxide. And Pinnacle Well, it's only 10 k's to the north of the Archer lithium deposit held by Global Lithium Resources, and it's a very similar geological environment to the lithium mineralization they have there. You know, we've got sort of more than more than 10 kilometres of the granite greenstone contact zones through there. So it's a really interesting project for us. There's been no drilling for lithium at Talga. Basically, when the samples were taken a few years ago, lithium was not the target that it is these days, and the focus tended to be more on the gold. So we're keen to get in there, and we're going to be targeting an Archer-style ore body at Talga.
Yeah, last time I looked, I think Archer was about 10.5 million tonnes at 1.2% lithium. So
yes.
Good size.
And they're doing Global Lithium are doing a significant resource drilling program up there at the moment.
I guess we should just touch on the Pilbara. Obviously, Pilbara Minerals at its Pilgangoora project, one of the biggest in the world. And we've got the gold story up there changing with the De Grey discovery. So yeah. Tell us about the gold side of things at Talga.
Yeah, so we've also got an interesting prospect at Talga called Razorback, where previous drilling has intersected significant gold, you know, including sort of 9 metres at 1.57 grams per tonne from 50 metres. Razorback has really only been explored about 700 metres of a 4 kilometre strike. And early last year, a geophysical survey identified 11 targets, and 6 of those are a high priority. And Razorback's only about 5 kilometres east of the Global Lithium Twin Veins prospect, which, you know, they've had some significant intersects there, 12 metres at 2.95 grams per tonne. And also we're only 40 k's to the north of Calidus Resources' new Warrawoona mine. And, yep. You know, a similar sort of geology with the granites and the greenstones. The gold is certainly also a very interesting prospect at Talga, and we're very keen to get in there and see what we can uncover.
Yeah, now I'm talking to you from Melbourne today, where the temperature was about 1 or 2 degrees this morning, if not zero.
Yes.
So Talga's, what, 30 k's north of Marble Bar. It's always nice and warm in Marble Bar. So a nice place to be basing yourself, I guess, to get out to Talga.
It is very good. It's a great place to do exploration because, you know, you're not out in moose pasture. You know, there's accommodation and facilities. So you can really make your exploration programs very efficient and effective. So it is a great spot, and you know our Talga tenements. You know, we're surrounded by really active explorers at the moment: Calidus, Askari, Kalamazoo. So there's a lot going on, and we're right in the middle. So we're keen to get to work on our ground as well.
Yeah. So do you intend hitting the ground running in terms of exploration there?
Yes, we do. Well, basically, upon listing, we'd be looking to get straight into the lithium exploration. Our guys have identified a number of potential targets additional to the Pinnacle Well. So we want to get up there and get into some detailed mapping and sampling, prioritising the lithium projects and define some drill targets. We've sort of put in some initial POWs to start the process. So we plan to get in there and drill that. And we would also look to drill our Razorback gold prospect at Talga as well. So there's a lot of synergies there. So that's sort of the plan at the moment. We aim to be on the ground, you know, as soon as possible.
Okay. Now, included in the portfolio is in the Kimberley region, East Kimberley region, Panton North in the Copernicus. So we're talking nickel PGMs in that part of the world?
Yes, that's right. Yeah, it's a well-known area up there for nickel sulfide PGMs up at Halls Creek Origin. Both of those projects, we've recorded strong nickel, copper and PGM geochemistry in previous work. Panton North is the priority project there, and it's located immediately adjacent to the Panton nickel PGM resource held by Future Metals, which was recently upgraded to about 5 million ounces of platinum palladium gold and also a significant amount of nickel. So that's a good location, and we've got a similar sort of stratigraphy there. And Copernicus North is located along strike from the former Copernicus nickel mine, and it also contains a strong nickel and copper geochemical anomaly. So, we want to get in there and really try and define up some drill targets and see what we can find there.
Yeah, and in terms of timing, that would be we're talking what, next year?
That would probably be next year on the current timing. Our focus would be Tauga, but we certainly would be aiming to progress all of our projects. Yeah, but I'd say probably next year would be the drilling plan for the Kimberley.
Hmm. So you mentioned future metals there with the Panton Sil, 5 million ounces of PGEs and the nickel. They're really pushing that one along. It's been a sleeper for a long time, but palladium prices and nickel prices and just that interest. So
yes, yeah, they've done very well, future metals. They've really sort of changed the way they look at the project, and it's really come forward in leaps and bounds, and they're starting to develop up a really good project there.
So how far away is Panton North from Panton Sil?
We've got the adjacent tenement. Basically, it's a continuation of the similar stratigraphy.
Oh, it is.
Okay. Yeah, so we're immediately to the north. So
has it ever been drilled before?
Not a lot. There's been a couple of holes there which have come back with some really highly anomalous results, but we need to get in there and do some further. And there's also the Panton West Sil, which is not previously been drill tested on the same tenement. So that's also a very opportunistic project for us.
Yeah, so you've got some new ideas about the potential of that region.
Yes, that's right. I think people are sort of looking at the area with new eyes, and you know, they're coming up with some new opportunities.
That's good. Right. And rounding out the portfolio at this stage is Yallalong, is it? Near
yes.
About 20 k's northeast of Geraldton. Did I get the pronunciation right there?
Yeah, that's right. Yallalong. It's it's about 220 k northeast of Geraldton, the port town. Mm-hmm. And you know, Yallalong is prospective for gold associated with structures on the Darling Fault, but it's also potential for nickel, copper, and PGM mineralisation through the mafic, ultramafic intrusions that have been identified there. You know, it has you hear it a lot these days, but it does have a similar setting to the Chalice Julimar discovery, which is to the south. Mm-hmm. But the mafic intrusions at Yallalong have not been explored in any detail, but they've certainly returned elevated nickel, copper, and PGM geochemistry. So that's another one we'd be very keen to get in there and really try and define up some targets for us to test out. S2 Resources have sort of got surrounding tenure, and they've certainly recorded some good sulfides in their recent mm-hmm. drilling. So yeah, Yallalong is an interesting one.
Right, and again, that would be more likely to be hit with the drill bits towards the end of next year, roughly.
Yeah, probably earlier than that. We can get to work. The good thing with Yallalong is, you know, you can pretty much work there all year round. So I think we'd look to get in there much earlier in the new year. We want to do some geochem and geophysics to refine up some targets. But we'll try and push that as quick as we can as well.
Okay. So interesting times in the market. It's been tough right across the board, but commodity prices seem to be stabilising, and lithium is still going gangbusters, of course. Always interest in PGMs and nickel and / gold. I'm just wondering how you opened the prospectus, was released last month. How's it going? Filling up?
Yeah, no, it's filling up. Yeah, obviously it's, you know, the market has been a little tougher recently, but it seems to be coming forward very well now. You know, we think the underlying story for the lithium and the battery side is still there. It hasn't changed. The supply of lithium needs to increase substantially to meet demand, with, you know, uptake of EVs and investments in renewable energy and battery storage, and the same for PGMs, for the hydrogen fuel cells. So, we think that these minerals are going to be in demand for the foreseeable future, and we're seeing good interest. And our prospectus does allow for certain Chinese investment, and we've got a couple of large Chinese companies that are certainly very interested in becoming involved. So that's a good sign for us, and it's a good opportunity for them to get in at an early stage. So far it's going well, Barry, and we'll keep pushing that through, and we hope to be able to get to work on these projects.
Okay. Now, there are some vended properties, obviously. What is the vend proportion of the company at the post the IPO?
Post IPO, the vend is about it's a quite a moderate sort of 10-11%. So
okay. It's very low.
Yeah, it is very low. Yeah. No, the guys are more interested in the long term story for Octava, and so you know, general shareholders will have over 65% of the company. So yeah, it's a good spread. It's a nice tight shareholding. It's a very focused sort of company. We know what we're chasing and where the work's going to be done. So we're looking forward just to getting started.
Okay. Now at my reading of the prospectus, I think 46.14 million shares post the IPO. So market cap at issue price of around 9.2. So plenty of leverage to exploration there.
Yes. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. We think it's a good structure and it's a good opportunity. And we've tried to put it in the best form that we can to take it forward.
In terms of obviously the prospectus is available on the website after you click through a few things nowadays. But how should investors interested in the story make contact and perhaps subscribe?
Yes, definitely. No, so I'd direct them to the Octava website, octava.com, where they can get some further information about the projects and they can certainly have a look at the prospectus and download that, no problem, and put an application through there. There's also emails on the website if they'd like to send an email in if they've got any questions.
Mm-hmm. Is there a lead manager to the...
So Bill Potters is our lead manager. Mm-hmm. So they're taking care of some of the work there. So, yeah, it's a good team we've got together.
And if all goes well, when do you think you might be on the boards?
Well, we're hoping to be listed probably by early September.
Right, early spring.
If not sooner. Yeah.
Early spring, and there'll be lots of green shoots in the broader market by then, I would assume.
Yes. Yep, that's right, Barry, exactly. I think the market's already showing some good signs, so I think our timing will work quite well. And it'd be a good opportunity for our shareholders. We'll certainly have plenty of news to report as we work up all of our projects, but certainly get to work on the lithium at Talga.
Right. So just to pin that down a bit, you'll be on the boards. Are you funded to do work beforehand so that, you know, that ability to hit the ground running is there, or are you starting from day one?
That's a good question, Barry. No, we've actually already done some work prior to listing, so we'll certainly be able to hit the ground running because in the course of sort of maintaining the tenements and the projects, we've certainly done some work already. So we know what we want to do, and once we list, we'll be certainly ready to target the areas we want to target and get to work.
Okay, folks, there we go. An interesting one across the battery metals space, plus gold in the Pilbara and Kimberley, where we've got, you know, evolving stories around lithium and gold, and the Kimberley around the platinum group metals and nickel. So I think there should be a lot of interest in this one. So, Bevan, thanks for your time today. Good luck with it all, and we'll be watching with interest.
Yeah, thanks very much for your time, Barry. Appreciate it.